Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis, and Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishib Zecher Efrayim Reziva Gahagun, B'Karav Mamish. Now, in the previous Mishnah we discussed a person who stole from a ger, and the ger had died. What does he do with the money? He has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Kehanim. So we continue discussing this. The Mishnah tells us, Nosan Sakasav Anche Mishmar Vameis. Let's say the Gazlan gave the money to the Kehanim of the Mishmar, and then he died. Just a small break for the Kehanim of the Mishmar, so we know that all Kehanim are divided into 24 families, that's 24 Mishmaris, and every single week, a different mishmar would serve. So this guy showed up to the Beis HaMikdash, and he gave the money that he had stolen from the ger to the kehanim of that mishmar. Then the fellow died. The yarshim of this guy, of the gazlan, they're not able to take the money back from the kehanim. And that's because Shemar, the pasuk tells us, that the man who gives it to the kohen, it shall be his, meaning once the kehanim receive the money, they don't have to give it back. Now what about the following? Now the mission discusses, if he gave the money and the asham at two separate times to two separate mishmars. Let's say he gave the money to the mishmar called Yehoyariv. That was, let's say, week number one. And he gave his asham to the mishmar of the next week. That's mishmar called Yedaya. In this case, Yatza, he's Yatzi Yizchiv. He did everything he was supposed to. However, let's say he switched it around. Asham li Yehoyariv. He first gave the asham to mishmar number one, Yehoyariv. And then, because of Yedaya, the next week, he gave the money to the next mishmar, Yedaya. Now, im kaima asham, if the karban asham is still around, it hasn't been brought yet, yakirvu b'nei Yedaya. So the kehanim of Yedaya, they should just bring the carbon vimlav, but if not, if it was already brought by the previous mishmar by a hayariv, yachzor v'yavi asham acher, he has to now bring another carbon asham. And why is that? Shamevi gzeilei ad shaloi hevi hashamai yatza. If someone brought his gzeila, meaning he gave the money before he brought the carbon asham, he's yatz his chiyav. But hevi hashamai ad shaloi hevi gzeilei lo yatza. If he brought his carbon asham before he gave the money, so he's not yatzay, and he has to bring another carbon asham after he gives the money. And one more thing regarding the carbon, nasan es hakaren v'lo nasan es hachaymesh. Let's say he paid the karen and he did not give the chaymesh yet, in a chaymesh ma'akev, the chaymesh is not ma'akev, and if he brings the carbon afterwards, it's not a problem. And moving on to Mishnah Aleph, continue to talk about somebody who stole something and how he's supposed to go about payment. Hagozel machal zbanov, someone who stole and he fed his children this thing, it was either an animal or money, and after he gave it to them, it's not here anymore, he died, or v'hineach lefnehem, he left it for them, which means, let's say he stole an animal and then he died, and so the animal's still there, and then the yarshim on their own ate the animal, peturim elishalim, they do not have to pay. And that's because the father, even though he had a chiv to pay when he was alive, and therefore when he dies, that chiv transfers over to his children, since the only thing they inherited from him are metaltalin, movable objects, and we know the metaltalin of Yusaimim are not meshubah to Baal Chayv, so they don't have to use any of their metaltalin they inherited from their father to pay this debt that he has that he stole. However, from Hayadavar Shesh Ba'achrayas, if he left something over to them that has achrayas, which means he left land or property over to them, chayav and l'shalom, they do have to pay. Now moving on to talk about something else. We're still discussing something that was stolen, but here the Mishnah, and we're going to continue on to other Mishnahs as well, discusses that a person is not allowed to benefit from something that was stolen. And so here we have a few examples. Ein partin, one is not allowed to be pirate, which means he gives a coin of a large denomination and he receives prutais, coins of smaller denomination, kind of like taking a dollar and getting quarters or dimes or nickels for it. So a person is not allowed to do this, lo mi teves ha-mechsin v'lo mi kis shel gabayin, not from the box of tax collectors or from the wallet of gabayin. Both of these people are collecting some sort of tax. Mechsin is just a general tax and these gabayim are collecting the head tax, and both of these people are considered that they steal because they take more money than they really should, and therefore the money they have in their box or their wallet is stolen and one may not benefit from it. And furthermore, if it ain't nothing him tzedakah, one's not even take tzedakah from them. Seems like a good thing. Tzedakah's great. Not in this situation, because the money they have is considered stolen. Avol noitel hum yitech beisai oimen ashok. But one is allowed to take tzedakah from the house of this tax collector, or if he bumps into him in the marketplace, he's allowed to take tzedakah from him as well, and that's because the money that he's receiving in these situations is definitely not stolen tax money. The only issue is taking it from the box that has the tax money or from the wallet that has the tax money. That's the problem. But now that it's from the guy's personal wallet. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss the same concept. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.